We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Back live at One Bills Drive, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We are live on Monday mornings, all football season, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And we're back on the air tonight at 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock before Monday Night Football. Joining us in studio, I think, I don't even know if he's an unsung hero of yesterday's win, but certainly had a major role to play, Bills cornerback Lee Otis McKelvin, live in studio with us. Lee Otis, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I told you this in the locker room yesterday, but when you get two guys, two pros going head-to-head like you and Steve Smith yesterday, I can't wait to go back and look at the tape. It really was a treat to watch a couple of really good professional football players basically going back and forth like that.
Yeah, you know, it was a good matchup yesterday. You know, we're going out there, you know, just we're doing the best we could do for both our teams, you know, going out there to try to make plays and try to give our team the edge.
Yeah, I talked to you about him last week, and you mentioned that on any catch he makes, he's going to spin the ball or he's going to jaw. Did he do that with you yesterday?
He talked a lot of, you know, got up, you know, very physically.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, he's you know, the spinning of the ball, I think they, you know, they kind of like put that out the lead right now,
yeah.
You know, for us, like, spinning the ball after you make a catch or whatever, whatnot, because they feel like that's taunting. So, you know, he really didn't do that yesterday, so.
What you're getting from him, though, I think with that and the way he plays is really one of the most competitive guys out there in the league, I would think, right?
Well, most definitely, you know what I'm saying? When he catches the ball, he's going to let you know he caught the ball, you know, he's going to let you know that, you know, he made a catch or whatever, whatnot. You know, it just feel like it's more motivation for him. I feel like that's how he get himself going, you know what I'm saying, just for us, like, pumping himself up. You know, and I mean, that's a good tactic for us, like, you know, as a person, building your confidence in yourself when you make a catch or you make a play. You know, you want everybody to see that you just made a play. You know, that just goes for anybody who make a tackle, who make a quarterback rush or, you know what I'm saying, a hit on a quarterback. You know, you really want to just express yourself, you know what I'm saying? Express yourself for us, like, you know, yeah. Pump yourself up, pump your teammates up. You know, it's just the motivation just to get everybody going.
So it sounds like you did not take that personally yesterday.
No, most definitely. You know, that's how he play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been playing the league for a long time. You see it. You know, he played very aggressively. You know, that's just his style. And that's how he keep himself going. You know, he's been playing the league for a long time, making plays for a long time. And, you know, he get that respect for that.
Lee Otis McKelvin live with us in our studios, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Couple of plays. There was one sideline pass when you had good coverage, and we mentioned on the radio broadcast how everybody says you got to turn and look at the ball. You did not turn and look at the ball. You broke it up by waiting for the receiver to make his hands move, right? And yeah. Talk about that play and how you've been drilled into making that play like that.
I mean, sometimes, you know, when people from the outside looking in, you know, you see things like you want guys to get their head back and look for the ball, you know what I'm saying, as a person, as a cornerback, you know what I'm saying, you know it when it's time for you to get your head back from the ball, and you know it's a time where you not get your head back from the ball. Sometimes you got to play through his hands, and sometimes, you know, if you catch up with him, especially like if you're not upfield shoulder of him, and you're not in a good position to look back for the ball, it's the best for you play through his hand, unless it's a short ball.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's when you find out it's a short ball, if you catch up with him. In that time frame, you catch up with him, you know it's a short ball. That's when you get your head around for the ball. It's times when you get your head around for the ball, and it's times when you just play through his hands.
Who coached you through that? Who schooled you in that sort of technique?
I mean, throughout my years, you know, that's, they want you to get your head back from the ball, look for the ball, but, you know, there's times when you can't get your head back
right.
From the ball. You know you in chase mode. You know he got to step on you or whatever, whatnot. You know, it's time for you to got to play through his hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, when his eyes get big or when his hands get ready to go up, you know what I'm saying? You try to play through his hands, yeah. Try to, like, time it, you know what I'm saying, make a play on the ball.
There was another play you made, and it was in one of the two Carolina field goal drives, third and fourth quarter, when you were just in perfect position, sort of a backhanded swat away. Do you remember that play?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that play?
Yeah, I mean, it was closer to the goal line.
Yes.
Yeah, it was closer to the goal line. You know, that's one of those plays that, you know, your farther hand towards the receiver, you know, you got to reach out. That's your longest hand.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful with grabbing with the backhand, not turning the receiver.
By the waist
and, by the waist or things like that. But some receivers are good by acting and try to turn it and try to get the call made by the referees.
It's a razor-thin margin, isn't it, these plays on the ball? And it's something that, you know, you've dealt with over the last few years. Sometimes you make them, sometimes you don't. But you seem to be making those plays on the ball this year, maybe than you have more than the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, they come in, you know, it's coming my way, you know, and I'm just you know, we're going on my 6th year in my league. You know, it's just time for me to, you know, pick it up. You know, really truly just pick it up. You know, I had my ups and downs, you know, throughout the season, throughout a couple of years or whatever. So it's just, I'm just want to go out there, you know, just finish out my career, you know, on a strong note.
What are some of the best things you've learned from Donnie Henderson, your defensive backs coach?
Oh, find that ball, most definitely. You know, he wants you to get the ball. You know, that's the most important thing out there on that field, especially when you're on defense. You're trying to get that ball back to the offense. So the most important thing is, you know, just finding the ball, get my head around, and stop playing defense. You know, as I was saying, like, as far as, like, playing defense, just go out your man all the way down the field, not turn around looking for the ball once you're in good position. You know, just make sure you get your hands on the ball and, you know, just make plays.
Are you getting more instruction and technique from him than you have in previous coaches here?
Yes, he gave more technique for us, like, you know, like for us, like getting your head, like I said, by far, like getting your head around for the
right.
ball, you know, we're doing more for us, like footwork drills and stuff like that in practice, and just technique for us, like, and press technique, you know, for us, like, but how you get your hips open, you know, I mean, it just be in front of them and stuff like that to get your hands on them.
Coach Henderson at practice is always chirping. He's always got something to say.
Always.
And sometimes a lot of it is on Aaron Williams early on, but you get your share of it too from Coach Henderson, don't you?
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? He tried to help everybody out, you know, everybody in his perspective way, you know, everybody just got different kind of, you know, I want to say swag or whatever, whatnot. You know, he's trying to figure everybody out, you know, trying to see what could get them motivated, you
yeah.
know, and he does a great job of doing that.
Leotis, what has it been like 2 games now without Stephon Gilmore on the other side? A lot of people going into the season worried that things might collapse on the back end. It has not collapsed at all on the back end of the defense.
I mean, we're not worried. I mean, we're young. All of us hungry. You know, we're ready to just go out there and just make plays. You know, nobody don't want to go out there, you know, and be the person they blame for, you know, of losing everything like that, you know, because, like I said, I believe in the guys that I have out there on the field right now, you know, and I love them like a little brother, all of them. And we can always play together. We're going to play as a team. No matter who's up or who's down, we just got to keep each other up and just go out there and just play ball.
Like a little brother, you say. All of a sudden, you look around and you're one of the oldest guys in the secondary.
Mean, most definitely, you know. Like I said, I may be old. I told him I feel like I'm 22, so I'm in the same boat as all of them.
You think you're old?
Nah, I'm 22.
Something like
22. You're feeling 22?
I'm feeling like
that's
I'm 22.
What did that mean? It was funny. We talked in the locker room yesterday, and you said during the game-winning drive, a minute 38 to go, you were pretty confident on the sideline.
Most definitely. I keep my shoes off. I forgot to tell you that.
On time, you what?
I keep my shoes off.
You took your shoes off?
I took my cleats off.
You knew you weren't going back out there?
I took my cleats off. Then a minute later, that it was still like, you know, we got to get ready to go back
you
out there.
You had to play one more play.
Yeah. So I had to put that time back up. So, yeah.
Well, how did you know that EJ would be able to do that?
I mean, I had confidence in it. You know, like I say, I don't really worry about what they do over there on their field, as long as they, you know, just move the ball, you know, just score. But other than that, I just worry about what the defense do. You know, I have confidence in what they doing and what they got going on and what plays they call. So, it's up to their hand. I just have the confidence in what they was doing.
Last question. As the 22-year-old old guy in the back end of the defense, what can you guys take from that victory yesterday that moving forward?
Just know how I feel. You know how I feel from the first loss and know how I feel from this win and just being able to fight and just keep fighting from to the end. You know, it's just being able to play as a team, as a unit, and just go out and just play ball.
Leotis, thanks. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Leotis McKelvin with, let me see, yeah, you got shoes on now. Leotis McKelvin in studio with us. We got more time for your phone calls coming up. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.